You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we find out what it's like to be a human book in the upcoming Real Life Library Project.
First, opiate addiction has quickly become a growing epidemic in Wisconsin and the rest of the country. And our next guest is working on standards for the use of opioid prescriptions and alternatives for pain management.
Dr. Ala Abdel-Sayed joins us now. He's a medical director for pain services at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Al, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, first, can you talk about the work you do at the pain management clinic?
So at our pain management clinic, we have been working on improving, of course, the health and the pain control for our patients, and particularly by using alternatives to opioids. With all the troubles going on with opioids right now, side effects, mortality, and abuse risk, we started using just alternatives, and we succeeded actually to improve the pain control to our patients significantly without the need to fall much on opioids.
So what alternatives are in the toolkit to try to avoid or at least minimize opioid prescriptions?
So there are several groups of medications, starting with over-the-counter medications, NSAIDs, anti-seizure medication, antidepressants, and several other medications which actually have a very strong evidence in literature and research that they are very effective in treating pain. And the evidence of using VIN is much stronger than actually any evidence for using opioids and controlling pain. And then we also started using other tools as pain psychology, group support in complementary medicine. And patients who fail kind of those lines, we start working with them by interventional procedures and even advanced implants to be able to control their pain without actually having to use high-dose opioids or having many patients on opioids.
Now, are we talking mostly about people with chronic pain here, not somebody recovering from surgery or an injury, but somebody with some kind of longer-term pain condition? Is that mostly what you're focusing on?
That's correct. We're talking about chronic pain patients who are way out from a surgery or had it for several years. So it's not an acute post-operative surgical pain.
A lot of times when we talk about the problem with opioid addiction, we hear from people, and there are a lot of people out there who say, you know, I'm worried, I rely on opioid pain relievers for my chronic pain, and I'm worried that that's going to be taken away with nothing left to replace it. What do you say to people in that position?
So I'll say I want people to be assured that opioids are not the only group of medication that we use for treating pain. Second, even if we have to wean patients off opioids, this has to be done very gradually in a way that will not harm the patient, cause any withdrawal, and while at the same time using other medications and tools to treat pain. So if it's done really this way, there shouldn't be a concern that a patient will suffer pain or will have zero opioids all of a sudden and continue to be in withdrawal. So if things done really the way I said it, it shouldn't be a problem.
Now, I've seen at least some research out there. I don't know if this is a closed book yet, but in some cases for some kinds of chronic pain, it looks like opioid pain relievers may actually make things worse, make the pain conditions worse, not better. Is that right?
This is correct, and actually there is a strong evidence and multiple studies that showed that opioids in high doses can cause what's called opioids-induced hyperalgesia, which means increased sensitivity to pain, actually, so they can cause pain. And in those conditions, if you wean down opioids, the pain condition improves, plus many of the other side effects, other than talking about tolerance, abuse, or addiction, but actually they can cause nausea, vomiting, constipation, can cause also harm to body organs. So this all has been well proven in literature.
Talking to Dr. Ala Abdel-Sayed, talking about pain management in the age of opioid addiction. He is medical director for pain services at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. And Dr. Al, I understand you work on standards for doctors in how and when to prescribe pain relievers, opioid pain relievers in particular. What kind of messages are you trying to get out there to doctors who are dealing with patients every day?
So we established multiple groups and committees to help our primary care providers and other providers who deal with patients in chronic pain about developing algorithms about how you should start evaluating the patient and which medication should be started at first. And by all means, we never keep opioids as a first option, but we ask the providers to use other methods like the physical therapy, pain psychology, non-pharmacological methods at first, then start using some of the pharmacological agents, so the ones that over-the-counter first, and then, as I mentioned, the anti-seizure medication, antidepressants, Several patients might just get control by doing one of those methods without having to go further even. But even if we go further, we tell our providers to be careful and watch for the state limits for what's defined as high-dose opioids. So even if they start opioids, they have to start at a low dose, make sure they monitor the patient by urine drug screens, having opioid agreement to make sure the patient will be compliant to the treatment plan, and try to use, better than starting opioids, to try to use alternatives of interventional procedures or other things that can be actually the appropriate choice for certain patients where medications will not be very effective in general.
You mentioned physical therapy, and it seems like more and more I'm seeing people talk about this, and I'll say I've used it myself for dealing with certain kinds of pain. Is this something that we haven't really fully tapped the potential of yet?
So I think it's underutilized. I think physical therapy can be the answer to several kinds of pain, especially musculoskeletal pain. It can be very, very much responsive to physical therapy without even the need to start any pharmacological treatment.
Are you seeing the medical community embrace the ideas you're putting out there that, hey, we need to think more carefully about how and when we prescribe opioids?
That's correct. I think the awareness now is higher than ever before. Because of the good media work and showing all the statistics about that opioids are, I think, more harmful than actually helpful in our community. And by showing the presence of other alternatives that can be used for treating pain. So I think the awareness now is higher than ever before.
I want to talk about the people who have been taking opioid prescriptions, maybe for a long period of time. Maybe they are dependent on them, maybe addicted to them. Do we have enough services out there, enough resources out there to help wean them off, as you mentioned earlier?
I would say we do. We have at UW and other institutes, they all have addiction medicine programs for patients who reach the point where they know they are addicts to opioids. And then we have well-trained pain providers in multiple programs who can wean down the patient safely, again, gradually in a slow fashion while introducing other methods. So I think the help is available, and we encourage patients to seek this help and use those resources to be safely weaned off their opioids.
If there's somebody out there who says, yeah, this is me, I've been taking these a long time, or maybe someone in their family, what would be a good first step to consult with their physician to try to come up with a plan to get away from these opioid pain relievers?
I encourage those patients to contact their primary care providers and to share with them the concerns and the willing to wean down the opioids and seek other alternatives. And usually our primary care providers will discuss with us those cases or refer those cases to us so we can give recommendation. And what we do in that case, we give very clear plan about and work together how we are going to wean this patient, what we're going to do for the pain. So while weaning opioids, the pain doesn't get worse. And we develop a good plan. We have done it a lot here actually at UW since we developed our pain program, and we've been very successful in doing it.
Is this something where we need a cultural mindset change? I think when we go to the doctor, it's easy to think, if I can get a pill that treats my problem, things are going to be better, and we need to get away from going in saying, I need this quick fix in pill form, whatever the case may be?
Definitely. So we need to change this mentality, and we need to teach people more about chronic pain and the available modalities for pain management. And we get these questions from several of our patients who are in this situation that come to our clinic, who initially might think this is not possible, but after spending some more time and trying and following our recommendation, actually at the end they come back to thank us for doing this.
And is there any promising research out there that you're keeping your eye on when it comes to pain management?
Yes. So there are several studies going on finding medications to treat several conditions. I'm personally running a couple of them here at UW. One of them is for treating what's called the complex regional pain syndrome, which is a very painful condition. So we're trying to work on a new medication to treat it. Among other trials that will basically try to target certain painful conditions by new medications or available medications that were not used for that indication before. So we're running several here, and I'm aware of several other studies across the nation. So there is a promising work that hopefully in 1 or 2 years we're going to have several medications approved by the FDA for treatment of several pain conditions.
Dr. Al, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Ala Abdel-Sayed. He's Medical Director for Pain Services at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. And we've been talking about non-opioid treatments to manage chronic pain.